We are joined today with J.R. Nyquist, a former longtime contributor to Financial Sense, a writer for the Epoch Times, and an author of multiple must-read books. You can follow all of his work and views at jrnyquist.blog. So, Jeff, it was 2 months ago that we talked about how China was mobilizing for war and a blockade of Taiwan. You had told our listeners that this is something that could be taking place pretty imminently within, you know, maybe a month or two. Here we are, 2 months later. Lo and behold, we're seeing lots of military activity, obviously, over the Taiwanese Strait. Missiles being shot by China into the water surrounding Taiwan, showing that they can effectively do some type of blockade. It's a simulated blockade. There are naval groups, both by the U.S. and in China, in the South China Sea. We also see joint military drills being conducted by 12 different nations a little bit further south. So this is a major geopolitical hotspot right now. But of course, we talked about how this was all in the works 2 months ago. For any of our listeners that didn't listen to our last conversation, would you mind covering some of the intel that you were looking at, the leaked audio and things that you were telling many different people about what to expect in the months ahead as we now see unfolding today?
Yeah, I had Dr. Li Mingyan through a former CIA officer that is a friend of mine. She gave me a briefing in May, just days after they had got this 56-57 minute audio recording of a secret meeting. It was a joint military-civil coordination meeting for transitioning China from normal to war, is what they called it, in Guangdong province. So the head of the military district of Guangdong was there, and the governor of Guangdong was there. And it was fascinating. It was about them preparing for war in the direction of Taiwan, they called it, and beyond. And they were what Mr. Wang, who is organization, he's a former member of the People's Liberation Army who worked in their headquarters, had access to intelligence before he defected, has contacts in China, some of whom have been executed now since the release of this. People paid for their lives to warn the United States that they were really serious. And what he said, it was a blockade, not an invasion, although if the blockade broke down Taiwan sufficiently that they could just move in, they would.
To listen to this full interview, in addition to gaining access to all of our premium content airing during the week, go to financialsense.com and hit the subscribe button.